It's an add-on to my weekend writing retreats, which allows you a 5-day period of guidance and structure to complete the revision of your books, to complete the revision and writing for publication of your books. Fast Track Retreat. I have 3 Fast Track Retreats scheduled this year. Each coincides with the conclusion of one of my Sedona weekend retreats. Fast Track Retreats for this year are all virtual. All virtual. They begin at about noon on Monday after the retreat and conclude around 5 o'clock the following Friday. So ideally, they give you the opportunity to write your book in a weekend and finish the revision of your book in a week. So all in the week, you'll write your book, finish the revision of it, and ready for publication. They're ready for publication. Last year, we had 2 Fast Track Retreats. We had 16 total attendees. 15 of those who attended completed the writing of their book and the revision of their book in a week. To guarantee you get personal attention, the Fast Track Retreat is limited to 20 people. 20 people. Can you tell me to copy all this down? So between 9 and 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and between noon and 5 o'clock on Monday. Write those times down. We meet several times during those periods of time as a group, but I'm on call individually to work individually with all of you during that period of time as well, too. They're basically designed to keep the momentum going from the writing of your book through the revision of your book and getting the revision of your book done in a relatively short period of time. Otherwise, I'd say that it takes an average of 6 months for an author who's graduated from one of my retreats to go home and complete the revision of his or her book. Let's see. What else do I want to say? The prices for the Fast Track Retreat. Write these down. If you register for a Fast Track Retreat during the actual weekend retreat, it's $1,495. You receive $200 off that price if you register for the Fast Track Retreat before the retreat actually begins. And with purchase with published now, Fast Track Retreat comes at $595. There is also a returning author discount. For a returning author discount is $1,095. Again, I'll only be taking 20 people into the retreat, Fast Track Retreat, which begins on March 12th, runs through the following Friday. So the question I think you need to ask yourself is this right for me? Is this right for me? Well, if you have a book dying inside of you that you have to get out, I mean, not just get out, not just write, but get out into the world, published it, revising it. If you got a book that's dying to get out of you, get out into the world, Fast Track Retreat is good for you. If there's a significant fall off between your retreat work and the actual revision of your work at home, Fast Track Retreat is for you. If you feel you have a book inside you, a timely book that needs to be published as well as written and published in a timely fashion, Fast Track Retreat would be a perfect option for you as well too. Now we have 2 veterans. Well, we only have one. Where'd Ray go? We have 1 veteran of a Fast Track Retreat here, Sue Cimino. I'm going to promote to a panelist and let her chat away for a minute. Sue, go ahead and unmute yourself. Sue's a survivor of one of the fast track retreats from last year. John, go ahead and unmute Sue, please. There you go.
I'm unmuted, but I'm in a noisy household. So tell me to mute again if it gets too noisy. They're quiet at the moment.
So why don't you give everybody your version of what the fast track retreat was like for you?
I loved the fast track retreat, which is why I did two last year, and I loved them both. The first time I went in with some of my book written, but I finished writing it during finish the book period, and then revised it. And so the day that we finished, I turned it in for a soul read. What I love about it is it forces me to sit down and do it. And I think the best part of it is we have more access to you, and how you work with all the different people was fascinating to me, because it's obvious that you're tuning in intuitively and knowing when to push, when to pull back, how to direct. And I did even on a couple occasions call you outside of the group, and it was amazing the things that came through and were really, really helpful to me. So I would like to do it again, just because I need to finish up the rest of the books.
So thank you for that, Sue. Are there any questions you'd like to ask, guys? You put questions in the chat box. The purpose of tonight's get together is to answer your questions on the fast track retreat, see if it's right for you. James, good seeing you here, my friend. Patricia, saw you last night in Tucson. Signed up for a retreat today. So go ahead and enter into the chat room down at the bottom of your screen. If you put your cursor down at the bottom of your screen, some icons pop up. One's called chat. You can go ahead and click on that and type your questions in there. Like this.
The other thing that was really nice, while they're typing their questions, I'll just offer. The other thing that was really nice was, because it was a small group, we all got to know each other a lot more and have even been supportive in our own private little Facebook group. So that's another plus.
Thank you for that, Sue. So some common questions I get asked are, can you really revise a book in a week? You cannot if you approach it cold turkey. That's why the writing of the book and the revision of the book needs to coincide closely together. So you can carry the momentum from the writing of the book over into the revision of your book and keep moving forward. It takes a lot of constant guidance too. And Sue's right. I'm very accessible during that period of time. And I like tuning in individually to each individual author to give them the coaching they need at the time that they need it. So basically, to my right-hand side, which you can't see, is my reading chair, reading and writing chair. I put my button-up chair all week long. I sit there, I write, I respond to calls, and I lead the fast track retreat from my command position, my reading chair. It's a very comfortable place. Questions, guys? John, why don't you go through and make everyone a panelist so they can ask live, because I think they're getting confused by the chat room and how that works. So John is converting each one of you to a panelist that gives you live stream access to us, so you can ask your questions verbally. This was in writing.
Tom, you're going to have to do it because it's not letting me do it.
You got it. Dolores, you're first. Dolores has been interested in the Fast Track Retreat forever. Well, friend Jim from Dunkirk, New York is next. Natalie. Patricia from Tucson. Stephanie. Okay, John, tell them how to unmute themselves, please.
All right. So up in the upper right-hand corner where your picture is, you can put your mouse up in the upper right-hand corner. It should say unmute, and you unmute from there whenever you want to talk. Otherwise, stay muted.
And go ahead and ask your questions. James, how are you doing, buddy?
Well, wait. Can you hear me?
Sure can. How's the book coming?
Well, that was a question I was about to raise for you, Tom, is that, so I'm in the process of completing my manuscript for my first book. And I should have it to your organization for the initial entry. I'm in the Publish Now program, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
For style edit. The first fast track retreat that you have that I saw, I think is in March, which might be perfect, for my second book.
Yes.
Which I've already got formulated. That's what I'm thinking. But is there anything you have for like a focus? This wrapping up this last piece of revision and editing is difficult. I need help with that too.
Have you started on your second book yet, James? James, have you started on your second book yet?
I'm sorry.
Have you started on your second book yet?
Well, actually, I have, yeah.
Well, what I'm picking up is you're not putting enough time into your second book because you need the extra.
Well, no, I need to finish my first book.
Yeah, but the reason you're having a difficult time with the first book is because you don't have enough momentum carrying over from your second book into it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Because you borrow the momentum from the second book, the writing of the second book, to complete the revision of the first.
Was doing the opposite, but thinking that it would work the opposite.
Yeah.
The reason I started the second book was the energy I was driven from the first book.
Yeah. Well, what I would suggest is you take 2 or 3 days and just write on the second book. And then after you build up the momentum, then start writing on the fourth day. And immediately carry that momentum over into the completion of the revision of that first book.
Okay. I will do just that.
Good.
Yep.
Let's chat sometime soon, huh?
Yeah, I would like to do that, Tom. Thank you.
I hear you're going through some life changes.
Many.
Well, let's chat next week, huh? I'll give you a call.
Okay. That would be great, Tom. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Dolores, do you have any questions?
Well, I did type a question in.
Oh, you did. How nice of you.
This book has been quite the project. So,
yes.
It's for 10 years. That's all I've worked on practically. So, research, I mean, I really don't want to go into everything that I've done, but if I attend the revision retreat, do I have to start all over with a brand new book, or can I bring what I've done to that retreat, to that revision? Do I have to, in other words, do I have to do another retreat before I can do the revision?
Tell me what state you're in with the first book. Where exactly are you with it?
Well, let's put it this way, Tom. I have written and written and written and written, and I have not done it the way you recommended. So if I had started this book with your method, it would have been done 9 years and 9 months ago. And
a lot of weekends
that's not
ago.
What I did. Pardon?
Okay. A lot of weekends ago.
Not just weekends. I mean, all I've thought about do. I mean, you have no idea. And I won't go into all of that, but I've purged a lot also. I had tons of research, purged everything I didn't need. Now I'm to the point of, and I've typed a lot, but when I was typing, I edited. I did everything I wasn't supposed to do. And I certainly didn't connect to my muse or to God. I just did it from a student standpoint. There's a big difference.
And this is a deeply personal book, right?
Oh, you have no idea. This is my heart.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Do you want to finish the book?
Absolutely.
I mean,
if I
really
die with this book inside of me, I have to come back.
Well, not only do you want to finish writing it, but do you want to finish revising it for publication?
Yes, I want it published. I think it's going to bring tremendous value to people.
Okay.
And you know what, Tom? I really get that. I asked you the other day, a couple of weeks ago, what about anger? I don't want what happened to me or what was done to be a part of this book. I want to do what you say, which is I want my heart to speak to the heart of my readers. And that will be...
You're a brave woman, Dolores. So...
Well, you know, I couldn't have done this without your help.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you.
But are you sure you're really ready to get rid of it, give it up?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure?
I have
because it's an old friend, you know. It's an old friend.
You know what? Being a hospice nurse, I've watched a lot of people let go. And I have to let go of this as well.
Okay. So with that attitude, with that good attitude you have, I would say finish the writing of the book in the weekend retreat and then dive into the FTR.
I don't know that I can do both. I'm going to have to take out a signature loan to do the revision. I mean, I could try to do another retreat. I don't feel like I need the retreat, though. I've learned so much from you that I don't know that I know I can do it on my own. Not that I don't want to be there, but I just am so financially tight.
So how much work do you have to do on that book, writing it, writing wise?
I don't know that I can answer that because.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know I can do it. I've learned, you have no idea what I've learned from everything that you've offered from your website and your webinars. I have really studied and
I'll make you a deal.
Taking it in like a sponge. Pardon?
I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
You finish writing the book before the weekend retreat. You can come to the FTR.
Okay.
But you got to finish it and you got to let me know.
Okay, I will.
We got to chat.
Okay. That sounds like a good deal.
Then you have to write through the weekend on something on your own to keep that vein open.
I'll start my second book.
Okay.
Because when you were talking to that other gentleman, I wasn't really wanting to do that. I really want to get this book. I know what you're talking about, momentum and starting another book and continuing that. But that's not where my head is right this minute. And I could do that on a retreat. I know I could.
Okay, this is all based on this retreat, FTR retreat is all based on the philosophy that the quicker you do something, the better you do something with writing because you're more in a learned state.
Well, when somebody has spent 10 years doing what I've done, and if you knew, I've got thumb drives. I mean, it's ridiculous what I've done. I wished I had met you 10 years ago at the same time. I understand when you say, everything that you've done is all part of the process. I accept it and I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm at a point where when I said to the other night, I've been a laborer for 10 years, I've been in hard labor for 10 years. And the method that you teach is incredible. It's between what you teach and what I read about Gabriel Rico's natural way. It's changed my whole, you know, how I see writing.
So
it wasn't that easy for me.
As long as you are ready to give it up.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's what's
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me hear from you every week between now and the retreat.
Okay. I do it through Sabrina?
No, TomBird@TomBird.com.
Oh, TomBird.com. Okay.
Okay. TomBird@TomBird.com.
I'm sorry?
TomBird@TomBird.com.
Oh, at TomBird.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. I have learned, you have taught You're amazing. And I wish you offered, and I know that you said you taught at universities. I would have taken your class at a university, because that, to me, that would be what would, I would have had this done 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
but
now's
you know
the time.
What? I wasn't ready, apparently.
No, now is the time.
And now is the time.
So after we hang up tonight, I want you to go into the silence. Go into your silence and talk to your book.
Okay.
And say, I'm ready to give you up. I'm ready to give you to the world. I'm ready to let you fully out of me. Thank you for waiting so long for me.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting for so long for me. Okay?
I will.
All right, Dolores. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for last night. I enjoyed it very much. And
sure.
Glad you guys got home all right.
Yeah, I got home this morning.
Oh. we're going to download the music tape.
Okay.
And I don't want to burn myself out, because when I was studying remote viewing, I kind of burned myself out. So
yeah.
I want to approach this a little easier. Listening to the music to get into the stream of writing, would you suggest maybe 4 hours or maybe 5 hours, several days in a row, just to kind of get used to the sitting and the hand movement?
No, I wouldn't suggest at all.
Get right into it.
I would suggest playing the music as consistently as often as you can.
Background music for anything we're doing.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear it in my office, but it plays 24 hours a day in my office.
Yes.
In our household. Mm-hmm. It just keeps you in that right state of mind. So
yes.
I suggest playing that as often as possible. And then I suggest reading the book, Right to Heal, and doing the exercises. You should have gotten a copy of that today.
No, we haven't got it yet, but we'll look for it.
Look for it tomorrow then.
Now, is it coming in the mail or download?
Download, digital.
Okay. Okay.
So since you're signed up for the retreat, you'll get a itinerary of what you need to do before the retreat. Just follow that.
Okay.
It isn't hard to do the preparation work. It takes 12 to 14 hours for the retreat. And hopefully it's enjoyable.
It will be.
Okay.
I've worked a long time for this. And also, everyone keeps saying there's going to be a trilogy. So do you start just like beginner, the beginning edition, and then the second book, if it's meant to be, it'll be like more for immediate and work it on out, instead of trying to combine it all in one?
Yes. But you want to look at the three combination of three books as one volume, even though there'll be three different books.
Okay.
So I would recommend writing all three books at once. Just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, keep writing until you get to the end of the third book.
Okay. I did this once before, and then all the papers were lost and destroyed, damaged. But a friend overlooking it said it looked like I was writing five books at the same time, because she highlighted the different stories with different colored highlighters. And she said, you've got five different books going here, yet it's one continuing flowing story. So hopefully that will come back.
That doesn't happen that way. So she is a first-time author. One book comes out at a time.
Okay.
So what was happening with you is you weren't going quite deep enough to reach the pinnacle of the book, the foundation of the book?
Yes.
So you got to go a little bit deeper, and Right to Heal will take you to that depth.
Okay.
And prepare you for that depth.
Yes. Well, this was many years ago, and
yes,
I'm looking forward to this. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, Patricia. Let's see who else we have here tonight. We can make our way around the room tonight. Stephanie, can you hear me? Topher. Mr. Williamson, sir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are there any questions I can answer for you?
Well, so you've already answered the questions that I had, so it seems pretty straightforward, you know, since I'll be starting from scratch. I'm just getting excited to actually be there to start. So my question that you've already answered is, was about the scheduling for the first week, because I have something going on that weekend after. Okay. But I can probably skip that and have it, and it will be recorded, so I'll be able to make that Friday.
Okay, so you're looking to put in a full week's worth of work in the writing and revision of your book. You understand mm-hmm. that?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get it done. Most people, when they return home to revise their books, as well prepared as they are, emotionally they're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It drags on for months. There's a problem with that. The longer it takes you to write or revise your book, the more mistakes you'll make.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to stay on the flow the whole week.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
The Skelfand. Natalie Davis, do you have a question you want to ask?
I would love to. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm well. So I'm sure you're not surprised, but since I went through the soul read, I had quite a bit of transformation just in my personal life and my professional life. So I have put the book on hold completely for the last 7 months while I assumed a new position. But that is coming to an end at the end of this month, and I'm ready to jump back in. So my question is, now that I, and my, just as a refresher, my assignment is to revisit all of my characters to go through Writing to Heal.
Okay.
As I go through that process, should I also pick up and where I left off on book two, going back on the momentum piece that you mentioned?
Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go back to book two for 3 or 4 days in a row and just spend just 20, 30 minutes a day writing it.
Okay.
To get back in the flow. So go back to book two as soon as you can.
Okay.
For 3 or 4 days. And then on the fourth or fifth day, go back to book two and write for 20 minutes, but then start working on Write to Heal again.
Okay.
And then follow that same sequence of events, 20 minutes on book two, followed by Write to Heal work.
Okay.
That'll reestablish you with where you are currently in your life.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to let go of your book?
I am.
Are you really ready to let go of it?
I am. I really am. I'm terrified, okay. But I am. Yes.
Why are you terrified?
So my, the problem or the obstacle that I placed for myself is, it's not an obstacle. Let's just say the item that I'm working with is just on trust. And then trusting in all around, in the writing, in life. Mm-hmm. And ironically, the situation that, or the opportunity that, that I've been working through for the last 6 months has definitely opened up my eyes to what I perceived to be trust or what I understood to be trust in my life, and coupling that with disappointment. So I know that it's going to be difficult for me to go through that process just because I've gone through so much disappointment in the last couple of months.
Yeah, Write to Heal will help a lot with that.
Okay.
So, you know, writing a book is a combination of a trust issue and a desperation issue.
Yeah.
We go to trust because we're desperate to get it done with.
Exactly.
So don't underrate the power and the beauty of desperation.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Desperation is the forefather to faith, I believe. I mean, I know I've got a troubled student when I talk to them before a retreat and they say, oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready. This is going to be great. Oh, I've done a lot of personal work. This is going to be easy. I'm like, oh, no. Here we go. The ones that I like to work with initially, the best ones are like, I'm scared shitless, but I'm going to be there, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm just scared. Yeah. That's the person that's in touch with their emotions.
Mm.
The desperation fuels that trust and fuels that faith.
Mm. That's huge. Okay.
Like, did you hear the desperation in Dolores' voice?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're looking at.
Okay.
That's what pushes the hole through the fence of our fears and pulls us through to the future of our existence, the next level of our existence.
Fabulous. Okay.
So it's like a woman in the ninth month of a pregnancy. She's like, you know, I know it's going to hurt, but it hurts a lot holding on too. I'm just ready to get this over with.
Right.
That's what we're looking at. That's reality. That's honesty. That's being human. That's being ready. Make sense?
That does. Yeah, that helps me tremendously. Thank you.
So don't look for faith or trust right away.
Yeah.
Feel the desperation. The faith and trust will fall right behind it. But feel the desperation. Feel the desire to birth it. Because on the other side of that is what you're looking for in trust and faith.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it. Absolutely.
Glad you're here. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone to ask a question? Sue, do you have any other comments?
I don't have a comment. I'm going to ask a question just because you're giving some really good advice to everyone about how to juggle or approach what they're coming in for. And when I did the second fast, like the first book is coming out within weeks. The next book I haven't really touched since the fast track because I was in transition. My father, you know, stuff happened.
Yeah.
But it's coming out soon. Anyway, the book that I finished in the fast track, I still feel like there's some more that needs to come through to fill in the places, which I was going to do before the March retreats. So what I'm thinking is, because I know there's a third book, I've actually been told there's a fourth, and I was going to, if I need the time on the second book, use it. Otherwise, I would probably write on the third book in the retreat. Do you understand? I'm just going, okay, how do I approach this?
Well, Sue, you've got 9 books in you. 9 to 11. I keep fluctuating between 9 and 11.
It's growing. It was 5 the first time we talked.
Yeah, I know. It's 9 to 11 now.
I'm surprised. I'm not surprised.
So the second book, there's some additions you still need to make to that?
Yes, because I remember us talking at the end. It's like it feels like there's a few more pieces, but I can feel that they're just going to land in my lap, that I'm not in Canada. Canada is where I was able to write 3.5 books. I will be back there by the end of February, hopefully by the middle of February, and can just dive back in. I have a feeling once I get there into the woods again, it will just come flooding out.
Tell me about where you are with the third book.
The third book is meant to be kind of a workbook kind of thing. And I started it during the fast track retreat when I would have to write on the next book. I would write on it. But there's a lot more to be written.
Tell me about the fourth book.
The fourth book, I believe, is more like a journal. So it will be a lot of directions for people on a daily basis and quotes and inspiration, that kind of stuff.
The fourth book is where you should be putting your writing endeavors into right now is the fourth book.
Okay.
The problem with the second book is that you need to levitate above it to see what you really need to do. Okay.
Yep.
If you go back into the second, you're not going to see it because you get mired in the dogma of it.
Yep.
The third book is a transitional book between the second and fourth. Okay. The third book, though, is really more of an extension of the second book. And you really need to get some perspective on that. That's why I'm suggesting use the fourth as your writing tool.
Okay.
So you can see the second and the third best. The third one you're going to complete really quickly.
But that makes sense.
The fourth book is your touchstone.
I don't see the fourth book as being a lot of written stuff, but it is a lot of creative stuff,
yes.
And a lot of directed stuff. You know, like I'll just hear how to put it in there to best serve people. So
the fourth book is really more of a tutorial journal. Were you getting in the boat and rowing with the reader and saying, here's how you hold an oar, here's how you steer a ship, here's right. what I mean by a wave.
Right.
So this is where you're stepping across the boundary of the books that you've written up to that point, and you're getting in bed with the reader. Make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
So that's a huge personal transition for you. That's a huge personal transition for you. And, you know, coming back to Natalie Davis talking about trust and faith, that's why the fourth book is so important, because that fourth book is a result of a lust for trust in your life.
Of a lust for trust. Yeah. Lust for trust? Okay.
Lust for trust. Make sense?
I don't know.
Well, the fourth book is when you're going to fly without knowing if you have wings or not. You're going to fly.
Right.
You're going to dive off that cliff not knowing if there's a bottom or there's water or if you're going to get crushed. It doesn't matter to you. That's what the fourth book is for. So the sooner you can get to there, the sooner you're going to get the necessary perspective on the second and third books to complete those.
Okay. That sounds good. And and it won't happen until the first one is well on its way and I'm nestled back in Canada, but hopefully that'll be just 2-3 weeks.
Well, you've got such a close tie to the woods and the connection of the woods up there that you can recreate that experience in any present situation that you're in.
Yes, it's just that my problem has been making all those decisions about the cover and the formatting, and I'm trying to get the stuff to the website lady so that the website can be done before the book comes out. I've already started doing interviews and stuff like that. And, you know, I've been ramping up like some of the social media stuff. So
you try to compartmentalize that type of activity into like an hour or two a day.
Okay.
So like say between 10 and 11 every morning, for example, I'm going to go and do this stuff. And at 11 o'clock, I'm done. I'm closing the door on it.
I'm spending more hours than that on some
That's
of it.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm also very involved in, cause I'm back with the family and my dad broke his hip. And so there's a lot of issues going on. So I've just been, you know, juggling as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Not making myself crazy. Cause I wanted the book out yesterday, you know, several days ago. And I'm just going, okay, it'll just be in the time it takes.
So Sue, can you compartmentalize time in the middle of the night or early morning or late at night when you could just write that book for? Start working on that?
You know what? Yes, I could. I absolutely could.
So let's compartmentalize that. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day, that gives
you... I can do that. I can do that. No problem.
That'll fuel those conscious activities that you're involved in and devoted to right now.
Okay. That sounds great.
Good. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks.
Anybody else have any other questions?
Not right now. Just
John, if you could upload the links that people can have to sign up for FTR if they want to, that'd be great. John's going to upload those into the chat room.
Tatiana might be raising her hand.
Let's see, Tatiana, where is she? She's unmuted. You're unmuted, young lady.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hello, Tom.
How are you?
It's my first time. I didn't even know I'm here. I thought I was just watching.
I'm glad you're here.
Because I signed up for the weekend retreat, but it seems like it's virtual for me. It's not. I thought I will come in, but that's what they told me. It was through WBAI. You had a program with Lisa Gar.
Yes.
So it's from there.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
But then when I, you know, there were some troubles. Sabrina, I think it's her name, she told me that I can only do it virtually online. So.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, the FTR is a virtual process too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So have you started preparing for the retreat?
For the retreat, yes. Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
Very much.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Do you have any other questions?
I do have a question, actually, though I'm not like, I was not at any of your retreats yet. It's my first time, but I do have a question. I cannot wait to write a book. And I have tons of notes, and I even have like a plan, like I would say a structure in my mind, which again might be probably good for two books, so at least I want to separate them. But, okay. But as you said to someone, it can be like one book because it's all connected. Yeah. But then I can split if it will be too much. So, or because the audience might be slightly different. That's the main reason, actually. So my question is, I have these tons of notes, and I'm kind of hesitating now how to start writing, whether just not look at them because they are from a while, from I would say a few years, and just don't look at them and start from scratch, or look through them, kind of arrange them in the structure that I have in my mind, and then start writing.
Well, are they hard copy notes on paper?
Mixed. Some are like files, some are like on paper, some are like really scrapes of paper.
Okay.
Like one sentence that I can develop into like a chapter, you know, small chapter.
Okay, well, what I want you to do is I want you to take all those hard copy notes, just organize them in whatever fashion you feel is appropriate.
Okay.
And put them in a box and close the box.
Oh.
Okay. Knowing that when you're writing the book, you can draw from those notes if you want, but you don't have to. Because at the retreat, your book is going to go to a deeper level than it has so far.
Okay.
So it'll draw from that box, but we don't want it to be intimidated or inhibited by the box, what's in the box.
But should I read them or just like, because if I look
just
at
organize
it.
Them. Just organize them quickly.
Not read the whole contents, right?
Right, just organize quickly.
I see. Kind of by my chapters or whatever structure I have, right?
Whatever intuitively feels best for you.
I see.
Just organize them. Because that'll be organizing them in your mind, too.
Uh-huh.
Put them in the box, close the box.
I see.
And have the box sitting next to you while you write your book at the retreat.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. So is the retreat something that we write while we are online?
Yes.
I see. Uh-huh.
It'll be just like you're at the retreat live, but you'll be online.
Right. Okay. Yeah, like now, right? I'll be kind of
exactly.
Watching other people and...
Exactly.
And we'll be able to ask questions or whatever if I need, right?
Yes.
Oh, I
John,
see.
Yes, John will be monitoring the retreat, the virtual retreat for me, but it'll be like I'll be right there with you.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That makes
sense.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Tom, how do we deal with apprehension? You know, that if it's going to come out, get out of the catacombs of our mind or wherever. I don't know if I can't really see it. I see the book published, but between here and there, there's an awful lot of apprehension and worry.
One step at a time, Patricia.
Thank
you. Get the preparation notes for the retreat, just do one exercise at a time, one day at a time.
Thank you.
Okay, if, as I mentioned to your group last night, you will be surprised by what comes out in the book that you'll end up writing. And the book oftentimes doesn't like to share itself with you until you're in a safe, comfortable, protected environment like the one we created at the retreat. Okay?
Yes.
So it's only willing to show you so much until it's time to be written. Because the more that it shows you before it's time to write it, the more you'll screw it up.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you.
So you took a big step last night by coming to my class. You took another big step by signing up for a retreat in August. realize the book and your intentions have been anchored in August. Mm-hmm. The book will write itself at that time. But very rarely, I mean, 200 experiences, well, I see where an author actually knows, begins writing his or her book before the retreat. Because the book waits to the retreat. Mm-hmm. Waits till the birthing room is ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your book trusts me right now, but doesn't necessarily trust you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
So it waits till I'm holding your hand. It's a very codependent relationship at this point. Interdependent. Because your book knows I'm working for it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so there's trust between the book and you. There's that flow there, back and forth.
Exactly. See, basically you're borrowing my intuition to hear the book and instruct you through the writing of the book until you can have your own intuition attuned to the book and hearing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you don't need me any longer.
Oh.
And that's my job, is to make that connection for you. That's my job. I take it very seriously. Because your connection with that book will be so much stronger than my connection with the book, because it's your book, because you wrote it on the other side of life. So my job is to have an interdependent relationship with you until that time, that sets you free. But I work for the book.
And then we start all over on the next book. If there is a next book, we go through the process again.
There will be a next book. You'll start on the next book at the retreat. But Right to Heal is a great savior of understanding, education, and expression. So when you get Right to Heal, start going through it. It's a small book, but a very powerful. Start going through the exercises. It'll open up. It'll open you up to the book in such a way that it'll be easy to hand you off to the book. Okay, but the book is a reflection of your soul. Okay, it is your soul. Mm-hmm. So this is when you write your book, you're saying to your brain, not that I don't need you, but somebody else is going to be driving the car from this point forward. It's called my soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then your life comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes, you get more in the flow. More in the flow, yes.
The divine is always a flow.
Yes.
So the more divine you become, the more in the flow you live through.
Mm.
And your soul is a reflection of that flow. And your book is a reflection of your soul. So the apprehension, tune into your solar plexus, guys. When you start feeling scared or excited or worried or doubtful, stop for a minute. Just stop. Tune into your belly. And allow yourself to feel through that belly, that fear, that apprehension, that excitement, that fear. Just allow yourself to tune into it. Allow yourself to feel it. It's a form of you and a form of your expression that is looking to be acknowledged, that's been stunted in the past. Mm-hmm. And as you acknowledge it, you're acknowledging your greater self. Mm-hmm. So listen. Listen to that apprehension. Don't run away from it. Don't push it away. Don't see it as bad or awful. Stop and say, why am I feeling this apprehension? What is it? That feeling is locked inside you from somewhere earlier in your life when you did it, not you had not acknowledged it. It's looking to be acknowledged now so you can grow beyond it and it can grow with you. Make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So we have a tendency to judge things as good and bad. The things we judge as bad, we push away. There is no bad. Feel it. Acknowledge it. live it, let it out, let it grow, let it set it free, set yourself free at the same time. So stop. Feel into it and say, I am feeling scared. Just allow yourself to be scared. Allow yourself to feel angry. I'm feeling angry. Just allow yourself to feel that, okay? Don't judge it as good or bad. Just accept it as is. Okay?
Yeah, so we're unstopping the flow. We're unstopping it so it can flow.
It's part of the flow. Those feelings and apprehension is part of the flow that we just don't want to acknowledge because it's uncomfortable.
Oh.
What's uncomfortable is running away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the flow. It's part of the flow. It's part of your life. It's part of your soul. It's part of you. It's just looking to be acknowledged. That's all. Just looking to be acknowledged. It's a part of you. It's like a third leg you have you never looked at. Just have to acknowledge it, okay?
Yes.
That's what growth and flow is. The acknowledgement of how you feel in the now. It's nothing to be frightened about. I feel tired. I feel apprehensive. Just allow yourself to feel it, okay? There's no right or wrong, there just is. Thank you for that, Patricia.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Anyone else have any other questions? So I'll bid you adieu. Good night. Thanks for being here. We'll be having some more of these mini webinars in the coming weeks. When, I'm not sure. When I get the inspiration to put one together, I put one together. We'll probably have one next week and the week after too. So keep your eyes open for them. Again, thanks for being here tonight. Good night. Thank you, John.